This is Family Council in Little Rock. Here are the latest stories. On May 27th in Little Rock, a pro-abortion group is hosting a controversial event called the Smashathon, where supporters can release aggression and fund abortion. The event is part of the National Network of Abortion Fund's annual fundraiser and will take place on Office Park Drive. The fact that pro-abortion groups remain active in Arkansas underscores the importance of good legislation and the need to support pro-life organizations that provide alternatives to abortion. It is crucial for pro-lifers to continue engaging this issue. A recent study warns of the risks of marijuana use during pregnancy. Researchers found that using marijuana while pregnant can lead to decreased birth weight and possible deficiencies in newborn brain development. These findings challenge the misconception that marijuana is harmless. It is essential to educate citizens about the potential risks of marijuana use. You're listening to Family Council. Taxpayer subsidies for the Arkansas Lottery's College Scholarship Fund continue despite promises that lottery ticket sales would generate sufficient funds. This year, the Arkansas legislature allocated $25 million from taxpayers to supplement the Academic Challenge Scholarship during the upcoming budget cycle, highlighting the ongoing need for additional funding. Almost 15 years running, Arkansas's state-run lottery has been a drain on the economy and continues to cost taxpayers millions of dollars. CBS News reports that illegal marijuana production backed by Chinese interests is a growing concern in the United States. States that have legalized marijuana, such as Oregon and California, have experienced an increase in illegal cultivation sites operated by drug cartels and organized crime. Recent reports show that Chinese investment is driving this illegal production across the country. It is imperative to strengthen law enforcement efforts and establish effective regulations to combat the influence of these illegal operations and protect public safety. All of this underscores that Arkansas was right to reject marijuana legalization at the ballot box last November. Finally, progress has been made in the firebombing of a pro-life, pro-family organization in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Family Action Office was firebombed on Mother's Day last year. The FBI recently made an arrest in the case. The attack involved incendiary devices, resulting in significant damage. In a statement, Wisconsin Family Council expressed concern about similar attacks on pro-life organizations and hopes justice will prevail in the case. Since the U.S. Supreme Court reversed Roe v. Wade in 2022, pro-life organizations and charities have faced significant backlash and in some cases even violence. From Little Rock, this is Family Council. You can learn more about these stories and others at familycouncil.org. Thanks for listening.